next item is an ordinance amendment relating to lot maintenance relating to the parking, storage, and maintenance of vehicles and boats and prohibited growths and accumulations. Gentlemen, you recall that last time we had quite a discussion and quite a bit of public input on the ordinance, proposed ordinance.
Chairman, I wore myself out on this other motion, so I'm not prepared to make court on this one.
I suspect you're ready for arrest, you know. You keep on, you're going to want a raise.
Get started.
Mr. Chairman, I do have a question about this, and it's because I don't know, I have to ask the question, I guess, of Mr. Robertson as to how come this ordinance comes in front of the Planning and Zoning Commission? Is it a land use?
Well, because it's, I think the answer for that is, and I wasn't here during the public hearing on this one, so I don't know if there was any discussion of that. But because it's a zoning ordinance, it's within Chapter 115 that brings it to planning and zoning.
Okay.
To land use, yeah.
Thank you.
Ordinance number 80 was a regulation on the transfer station constables, which doesn't no longer exist. So it was kind of a issue that was being addressed through the constable's office with questionable authority. But as far as the ordinance, because they weren't transfer station constables or whatever the title was. So then the only place they could put it would either be through the constable's office or ours. But if you read through it, it's put under ours, and it also includes the constable's office as an enforcement. So both our inspectors may cite something, but the constables are the ones that are going to carry it through if it goes through courts or whatever.
All right. Thank you.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I know concerning this amendment, there were several questions and concerns that I continue to have, and some of those have to do with maybe needing to separate out gross and accumulation from junk vehicles and those trash matters, because that, as was raised in the public hearing, there were some gross are actually ornamental and serve a purpose. And does the county want to get in the business of cutting down weeds on people's property? That's one issue for me. The other issue has to do with that of the vehicles and boats, et cetera, and that some folks just don't have the money to have that stuff hauled off to a dump or to be recycled. And is this going to place an undue burden on some residents that perhaps don't have the means to clean up their property? And then I understand there's an issue with the licensing or the titling of vehicles and whether junkyards would even accept them. So I think there's other issues that maybe that come to my forefront that kind of precluded me from making a recommendation in this ordinance amendment. And perhaps our esteemed colleague would know more about the title.
I know through experience there's ways for junkyards and get rid of untitled vehicles. There's a procedure they have to go through, and it can be done. And with the price of metal as it is now, I don't think it'd be much trouble getting rid of vehicles.
That was the thought I was having. And of course, scrap prices go up and down, but right. I think they probably reach a level. In fact, I think they may be there as we speak, that it's worth, people may just come pick it up for the salvage value. But, and I understand that's an issue. It could be an undue burden. I'm less bothered by the vehicles and boats thing than I am about the growth. It is going to be interesting how they would determine.
How is the county going to determine what a weed is and what is not? I mean, one person can say a weed is not supposed to be there, and another person can think this weed is ornamental.
So a weed is in the eye of the beholder?
That's right. It is. You know, what's the definition of weed? A weed is something that's not wanted at a certain place.
But what a Clinton-esque thing to say.
Yeah. If it's wanted in an area, if somebody says, well, I want that there, it can't be considered a weed.
Mr. Chairman, is there a reason that these two are tied together?
Expediency, I would suspect. I think it was just all trying to get all the yard issues taken care of at one time, and it could be that they could be broken apart, you know. could be two different, or we have the we can act on it by way of recommendation, and you can recommend that you move forward with part of it, but not another part of it. So we, you know, it's our role in this is to give the county council the benefit of our learned and knowledgeable opinion.
When we had our public hearing, there was
based on our public hearing.
question raised about antique versus vintage cars. There may be a need for a definition, and I think Mr. Phyllis was with us, and she agreed.
She said she
might talk with Mr. Robertson.
Well, as I said, I've talked with her. I was kind of along the lines of waiting to see what the discussion would be this evening, you know, as far as how that would be handled. I mean, that could be part of the recommendation, that there needs to be further clarity in terms of, you know, antiques and, you know, that type of thing with regard to vehicles, whether it's through how they're titled or, you know, age or something like that. And I guess operating condition, I mean, there's any number of ways you could deal with that.
Well, I also think we want to keep in mind that there may be some situations on the periphery of the issue that would require some kind of a different or require special handling, but the majority, and I'm not a car expert by any means, but I know that the majority of the vehicles that I observe don't appear to be vintage or antique. They appear to be junk.
Right. I mean, there's a process that you can go through with DMV to get an antique tag.
That's my point.
That's the way
that's what I'm saying. So my concern is that we might be overly concerned about the at the margins here. But the I would suggest that we might want to pass this on to county council with. Generally in a positive vein, but with some recommendations, maybe. I think we need to do something, because right now the county has no ability to deal with that situation. A little something's maybe been better than nothing.
You're talking about the car only issue or
both? Well, it could be. I mean, I think if you're asking me my opinion is that perhaps we can pass on something about the cars and maybe hold back on the other things. We are able to do that as a body. That's what I was saying earlier. If we can do that if we want. We don't have this, not all or nothing. So
we basically would have to amend the ordinance the way you felt it should be amended to make that a recommendation.
Exactly.
We do have jurisdiction right now on vehicles, and it basically says you could have two unlicensed vehicles. It's not clear as to whether, and the way the ordinance was amended, in reference to cars, was that it related to, we changed it so it was situated in an area where it's considered an accessory, so that you'd have to have a dwelling or mobile or whatever on the property to be able to consider it an accessory use, rather than have four vacant lots with two cars in each one,
right,
which is what we're dealing with in one location.
Right.
And so that's basically one of the reasons that there's a little bit of amendment to 115,
okay,
based on the way it's already written.
Well, Mr. Chairman,
sir,
I also have concerns that it's excluding agricultural land, and that as I write about the countryside, you know, there's woods are filled full of equipment that's no longer in use, and maybe it's becoming a habitat for animals. But I mean, it's not unusual to see old combines and manure spreaders.
If there's a Delmarva fox squirrel living in that thing, you're probably not going to be able to take it out.
That's right. But I remember the reference in there about the, you know that being excluded, and if the idea is to clean up the countryside and get rid of this old, you know, the old junk, that why would we want to encourage that be allowed to continue?
I agree with what I'm hearing the other commissioners and you, Mr. Chairman, say, that I have less problem with the automobile aspect of it, and it seems as though I have my opinion and I know what junk is when I see it, but how to write an ordinance that would translate what I see in my opinion of that into an enforceable thing, I think would be a task for our staff. It seemed to me as though the public shot some holes in the existing ordinance the way it was presented to me, it, dealing with the automobiles and the growth issue. I'm not in agreement with that at the way it was presented at this time.
Thank you. Well, gentlemen, what's your pleasure?
Do you need to think about it a little more? Do we want to develop a... a specific recommendation to can give to county council, or
I think we should give two. I don't like this combined thing.
All right.
I don't know what they should be.
Is this something we need to present tonight, or is this something that we can come up with a recommendation when we go back and take into consideration our additional discussions we've had tonight?
Well, I think there's certainly a possibility. If we can, defer action, the reason why we can't defer action and give it to you a little more thought now that we each know what the other's thinking.
I don't. Does the commission have
a
5-day clause on an ordinance? It does on conditional uses and changes.
Yeah, hey, I don't think it does on this.
I don't think it does either. Mm-hmm. And we met on November 8th.
And maybe what I'm sort of hearing from the commission is, you know, that it's not a bad thing in theory. And so probably if the commissioners would then want to defer it to come up with some specific suggestions on how it can be improved, maybe that's the way to go.
That's what I would like to see done, especially in view of the fact that the public did take a significant interest in this. And I was when it first came up, I thought it was pretty straightforward. But the more we listened to what the folks that, along with us, who are going to have to live with this thing, had to say about it, did give me cause for concern. So I think we might want to think about it just a little bit more. But it's up to you. Whatever you want to do.
I would say for myself, it would really take some convincing for me to be in favor of this, the aspect of the growth on the private properties. And that's a good deal. Is in the 3 years that I've been on this commission, I've heard some of the finer legal minds of the county argue and tell us about private property rights and why certain things were compelled to act towards the protection of that. And I believe Mr. Baumgarten mentioned the sovereignty of the homestead, and I felt that there was some validity to all of that. That you know, if I had morning glories on my property and I wanted to keep them, I would be rankled if the constable came and told me that I had to take them down. So I guess I'd, being a somewhat of a public official, I'd have to be in compliance, but I wouldn't be in favor of it going in. That's what I think.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we defer, let me get this thing here, ordinance amendment relating to the lot maintenance and relating to the parking and storage maintenance of vehicles and boats for further consideration.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on the ordinance amendment relating to lot maintenance, relating to the parking, storage, and maintenance of vehicles and boats, and prohibited growths and accumulations to allow the commission more time to consider the evidence presented. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.